Grace and Symmetry. Your letter telling of the plight of your little girl was on my desk when I returned from the Orient. The rule of perfect God and perfect child governs her, regardless of the pretensions of polio. It contemplates a child who is changelessly upright and godlike. She conforms to the old saying, straight as a string. Rectitude and integrity is her middle name. There is no power in this world to put her out of shape or out of condition. Principle holds her perfectly in line, holds every bit of her in place. She has that mind which knows and feels grace and symmetry. Neither her thought nor her experience can depart from this perfect pattern. Hold to these statements. Amplify them. Direct your thought and your conversation to the girl. Teach her to talk and work accordingly. Thereby will consciousness be given the opportunity to form her anew. I will take hold. Let me hear from you in a week or so. So your back seems out of line? Well, no spine is absolutely straight. Therefore, you are part of a large company of respectable people. The mathematicians say no circle is round. And the scientific world opines that there is no perfect human being. But you and I are interested in the perfect men and women of God's creating. And it is high time you joined their company in thought. This done, you cannot be balked by lawnmowers or creaking backs or any other jarring business. In other words, you are well made, well balanced, and well proportioned if you care to be your true self. These distresses that would argue to you cannot talk. They have no voice, no intelligence. They are inarticulate and silent as the dawn. Now go on with your sensible soliloquy and bid those lying insinuations to leave. You have the power. I will help. The good Lord will see that you have a graceful posture and carriage. Write again in a week or 10 days. It will help your grandson if members of the family will keep in thought that he is well made, his proportions perfect. How could there be any faulty architecture in the noblest work of God? Why, the boy is intact and symmetrical right now and always. He has nothing before him but a glorious career. No threat of deformity can be held over him. Your letter is filled with usable wisdom. Every page proves my statement made at the Biltmore. You are important, even indispensable. And since you now admit the fact and are acting up to the admission, we shall not have to argue the proposition further. Rather, I will ask you to admit that the Supreme Builder has shaped you in unalterable symmetry. You know full well that he could not do less. And where is the person or the power who can mar his handiwork? So you will have to acknowledge, and you do, that today you enjoy the unchangeable grace and bearing you enjoyed when the morning stars were cast abroad in the heavens. I am terribly busy, no end of things that have to be done. But I will keep your case in mind. Of course, you will improve and improve. Remind yourself that life is untouchable by disease or imperfection, because life, the very life you live, is God. It is the everlasting I Am, continuously and harmoniously operating in you at every point. Say to yourself, then, that is what I am. no possibility of your separation from it, hence your vitality and freedom of movement. Read my editorials and talk their truths to yourself. In this way, you will get a good treatment from me, coming in none too roundabout way. The fact is that you are in perfect alignment. Principle has put you together in this way and holds you there without a kink or crook. In other words, the Almighty, and the Almighty alone, is in the midst of you. You cannot get out of plumb or out of shape. Do not examine yourself too much for defects in thought or elsewhere. Be content to know that you are quite all right in every detail. The Creator so built you and so maintains you. Vital principle permeates every recess of your being, strengthening every fiber and regulating every function. He is the jealous God who will not permit the slightest deviation from perfection. So whatever you may name any particular area, heart, hand, or what have you, be confident that all is well there. The fact that you may have been calling yourself a material mortal does not confuse the Almighty in the slightest. He knows that you are a spiritual immortal. He is proud of his handiwork. More than once a day, he observes, "Just see my beloved daughter, in whom I am well pleased." You are spiritual. You live in the realm of spirit. Your substance is intelligence. Hence you are sound and enduring throughout. No decay or corruption can find or touch you. You are built for eternity and for a glorious purpose and career.